too loud. Okay. All right, guys. Welcome back to another in-studio segment of They Not Like Us. Today's super, super... Oh, we got it. Okay, we're going to get copyright soon. But it was only 8 counts, so it was we can't pause it soon. So we are super excited to be back for week 2. We're going to start off with introducing a really special guest. A really good a really good friend and an amazing person. She's going to be awesome. We're super excited to have her. But let's go ahead. I'll let Jared do the introductions and maybe like a little backstory so everyone kind of understands what's going on.
So,
great story.
I was in Houston and... me and my wife, we saw this like homeless girl.
Oh,
no, I'm just joking. This is actually my wife's little sister. Her name is Maria Fernanda, or Marifed, or Kiki, or Peaky, or Fernie,
or Houston's hottest chica,
or the one and only. Hot Cheeto Girl, straight from Alien Houston, Fernie Vega.
Woo! Get in here, girly! Yeah. Woo! All right. Okay. Woo!
Hot Cheeto!
Y limón. Wait. Okay, show everyone the nails first. Let's show off the nails.
They're cherries.
They're beautiful.
Why cherries?
Oh, no, don't make me say it. Okay.
You gotta say it.
So, this is gonna sound so stupid. I'm telling you, this is gonna sound so stupid. But one night, I had a dream.
Oh, wait, she's prophetic. Let's hear the prophetic dream.
Wait, I had a dream that I got a tattoo of cherries.
Oh.
And ever since I had that dream, all I see and all I hear about are, like, cherries. So I was like, oh my gosh, I also have to get my nails done. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, I always do different sets of nails. Like, okay. At some point, I think I have, like, some Bad Bunny art on my nails.
Oh, that's sick. We might have to plug a picture of that in. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Right. And my nail tech is actually really, really good.
Okay.
Shout her out.
Yeah, my nails tech. I don't know,
you don't know her
nails
name?
Nails by Yatsiri.
You know, okay, Yatsiri, yeah.
Girl?
Yatsiri.
But yeah, so I was like, you know what? Freestyle it and let's make it cherries.
Okay. I love it.
With that.
And Houston is not known for cherries. No. So to have a dream of cherries and see cherries everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not known for that. It's known for a lot of other
nothing
things.
Nothing to do with cherries.
Nothing.
To do with cherries. At all.
But Dems I'm... Maybe, but. I'm happy for you. Maybe... Maybe it's like you're trying to find like your husband is gonna have a cherry tattoo, and you'll know. You'll be like, "Holy
no,
cow!"
No, I'll probably just get a cherry tattoo myself.
Oh, it'd be kind of
fruity.
They have a
cherry tattoo.
Well, quite literally, it'd be a little.
Have you ever met a guy with a cherry tattoo?
No, but that's why this is so important and special. Oh. You might meet someone with a cherry tattoo.
I don't think so. I think I'll
or
just
it could
get
be like those
me.
Like Pac-Man. And then like yeah. The little cherry. He's like, "Oh, yum, yum, yum." You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he gets Pac.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
He gets Pac-Man, and
no.
Then you get
a cherry. No.
No.
The stupid idea. It's anyways. Okay. So this week, the idea of the segment is, and we've already interviewed a couple people on the street, including a couple very special guest stars, which we'll go ahead and, link something down below. It was awesome. It was fantastic. Yeah, I guess it's going to be right here, right in between, right where Fernie's cherry nails.
We'll figure it out. Editing, so we can't.
Yeah.
I won't tell the people that. Oh, we'll figure it out. If you see a poorly spliced fixture, just know I tried out of spite. Anyways, the question is, what is or what was or can you tell us about, right, your happiest day? So really anything to get to telling us about your happy day. So, we brought on the happiest person. Happiest person we know. Yes, and we have some stories as well.
We do.
Right?
We do.
Okay.
You guys submitted some stories.
So, what about this? We'll start off with the questions, the stories that we have. We'll go through it. Fernie can give us her take on it as well. And then, to kind of end everything, we'll have you go ahead and tell us about your happiest day.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't have a happiest day. I'm just going to say it right now. Yeah, that's why we had to get a guest, because I literally...
Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to say, it's funny how we, like, change wardrobes today.
Mm-hmm.
How you look more, like, hipster or, like, streetwear.
Mm.
And I look like I should go golfing right after this.
Yeah, you actually do. Yeah. Like, pop golf.
Yeah. I, like,
you
looked
look
at
like
him.
You come from Houston,
like,
as well.
Yeah. Oh. He has, like, his chain out. And
I know.
With the
gold. No, not only a chain. A gold chain.
A gold chain.
Houston, mm-hmm. West Side Houston.
Yeah. You Hershey's from Houston.
Are you from West Side?
No, you're from East?
A-Leaf?
South Side.
Oh, ooh, South Side of anywhere is ghetto, bro.
South Side.
Yeah, South Side San Antonio is... Ooh.
Yeah.
I remember walking around your neighborhood. It looked decent enough, but then...
It came out of nowhere, too. The hood came out of nowhere.
The hood just came out of nowhere.
Driving,
yeah,
it's
I
like,
know.
It's nice, and then boom, it's like
mm-hmm.
hood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All I gotta say...
You'd be surprised.
Before we get to the stories, we were at her place, or mm-hmm. her parents' place, her family's place.
No.
And we're sitting there, and it's like 11 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, we gotta go. And we all hear it, bop, 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 bop.
Right, like, in my backyard.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. like, right there. And I'm like, what the? And they're like, yeah, it's just gunshots. You never heard gunshots before? And I was like... It don't matter if I heard gunshots. I have, but it don't matter if I heard gunshots,
right.
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's still
right
gunshots.
There.
Yeah.
I'm like, we still have to go to, like, our hotel or, you know. And they're like, and then we hear again, bop, bop, bop. They're like, oh, you scared, Jared? You scared, little boy?
Yeah, like,
and I'm like,
bullying you for having, like, some sort of, like, fear of death, right? Like,
we're just so used
like,
to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know. And they're like, oh, you know, you're so like, mm-hmm. you're from the suburbs, you know, mm-hmm. you don't, like,
right.
it's not gonna, like, it doesn't matter. I'm
right.
like, oh, yeah, like, Tupac, he heard gunshots, what happened mm-hmm. to him? Taurus B.I.G., take off.
I don't know if he
took
heard
off.
The, he might have just felt
bro,
the gunshots.
No.
He didn't really hear much. It was quick, you know, it was like, pop, gone, right? Like, he didn't hear much.
Yeah, yeah, it just.
All he heard was,
he just saw the light.
Well, you don't know if.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm being positive here.
Okay, sorry.
It's the happiest day.
Yeah.
Happiest day.
Anyway.
Well, because here's the thing. Jared.
You better say something nice.
I know.
I grew up.
Oh,
the south side of San Antonio is also scary. I've heard quite a few drive-bys. In fact, as a kid, I once cried because my dad went outside to confront a couple of guys. After a drive-by just happened, like, our next-door neighbors. Like, you want to make sure they're okay, but I was scared he's going to get shot, right? Like, it was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
After, like, middle school, high school, kind of, like, you know, it's dangerous, but, like, you hear people, and, like, normally it's just people being stupid, and it only affects those people, right? But it's still, like, scary. The thing is, Jared, he's really lucky. He's very, very lucky. And I'll let him kind of explain the story, but he was able to get into a really, really good...
Not me, my family, my dad.
A very good area of real estate at just the right time. So he capitalized quite well. So he grew up in arguably one of the nicest places
mm-hmm.
in the United States.
No way!
Yes.
No,
he is,
okay,
his
no,
next
door
neighbors were lawyers,
so
doctors.
Jabber,
he went to the nicest school in San Antonio. They had like a Chick-fil-A in the high school. There's a Chick-fil-A in Reagan, right?
There is not a Chick-fil-A in Reagan,
bro. What kind of food do you guys have in Reagan? Don't you have, like, Panda or something?
No, it's regular food. It's what everyone gets in NEIS.
What does everyone get?
Bro, you lived in a good spot, too. We just talked about this. Your dad's house is more expensive than my dad's house.
That's just because of inflation. It's just, I don't know what to tell you there. No, it's true. We did finally, after a lot of saving, a lot of, like, sleeping...
Okay, to be fair,
my brother slept on a couch he didn't fit on. I slept on a couch and my feet would hang
because
over.
Because they don't make a couch big enough for your big brother, bro. He's
aren't
like 6'7".
Like,
me too. Well, here's the thing.
No.
I was in like...
Six foot.
Yes.
You're about my height.
I think we should just stand up, right?
We measured ourselves.
Do you want to do this?
We did.
Do you want to stand up right now?
No. Last time we measured ourselves, you were like a couple like centimeters taller than him, right?
Yeah.
Me? Are you out of your mind? Hold on.
No.
I just, that was stand up.
No, we're gonna stand up. We're gonna be able to hold those dimensions.
All right, whatever.
Wait, okay. Let's get back to
sure,
the story.
Sure.
Okay. So this is from Martin.
Okay.
I think this is super relatable. That's why I like the story. The day, or.
I moved into a really nice neighborhood at just the right time. Of course, really. Sorry.
What was the happiest day in my life? The day I left school. I had no exam passes or no exams, no future planned, and the futile anger of my family that I was an utter failure. But it meant the end to
continual. Continual
bullying.
Incest bullying. You get bullied. Yeah, if I knew someone was doing incest, I'd bully them too. Right?
You know, everyone in Alabama. There was nothing that could have made me happier before or since that day. Okay. This gives you an idea of the tolerance it taught me to face some fairly tough conditions through the rest, or the rest of my life.
Is this high school? I feel like no one bullies that.
This is high school, yeah.
Yeah, no one bullies in college, right? Maybe a little bit.
Maybe.
I've never seen someone get bullied in college, like, ever.
That's such a lie.
Or, like, who gets bullied in college?
That's such a lie.
Name one time you saw someone get bullied in college.
You literally just bullied me right now.
Oh, my gosh. It's joking.
Oh, my goodness.
You assaulted my height, which is very dear to me. And you know that as a 5'2" man, I'm incredibly insecure about that. So, I think we canceled out the bullying. It was just
I think there is bullying. There is bullying.
Sure.
Everywhere. There's even bullying, like, I mean, we are adults, but, like, in careers. Like, in, like, big businesses. Right. I feel like there is. Like,
so, I heard that some college students bully those who are, like, in business and communications.
There is bullying in majors. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, I mean, They
well, one thing. Wait, hold on. I'll go ahead for your own sake. I'll cut this and let's restart because you got tripped up for a second.
I will say there has been bullying because of missions. You know, if you don't go to.
Oh, you know what? No, it's not college, but a lot of people in the LDS, like here in Utah, bully for no reason when it comes to missions.
Yeah.
Or like.
Which is dumb.
Yeah, they'll be like, "Did you serve a mission?" And you'll be like, "No," and they're like, "Oh,
yeah, like the missionary."
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, "Okay. Did you serve a mission?"
I was like, "No."
She was like, "What about YouTube?"
Anyway, yeah. No, she went straight to talking back to him. I was like, "Oh, okay."
I feel bad, but yeah, like there's definitely some
hard. Like the missionaries, they don't know how to talk other than church stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's like if you say no, they're like, "Well, what do you like? What do you say?" Well, why not? You know? So, like.
Starts explaining my life story. Yeah.
Well, what happened was.
No, they said something. They said something like, "Did you serve a mission?" And you were like, "No." And they're like, "Oh, that's okay." Yeah, of course it's okay. Yeah, like.
Them say that, so.
Yeah.
It was the white
outfit. And there's
like,
no.
She speaks quietly.
I mean, we ain't got a dog on them, but like.
They're good missionaries.
They were so nice.
But it's just, I think it's just hard for them to like figure out like. You know, because they're in the mission, so this is like Disneyland for them.
Right. It's like
why wouldn't you?
When you play like a video game and you have like a certain set of dialogue and they have to answer that dialogue. And like, if you stray off that set dialogue, they don't know what to do. They're I don't know if we should tell. Okay, we went to the Provost Farmer Market, right? And like, we met a really nice lady. She was selling art. It wasn't her art. She was an intern for the artist. The art was beautiful.
You're going in on her, man.
And we ended up, she had the booth set up, and they had this beautiful exhibit, and it was all these buffaloes. And so Jared and I, you know, we're having fun. We're having a good time. It was hot. But we're like, he's like, "Oh, are you the artist?" And she's like, "No, I'm the intern." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, like, sure." That seemed like a very set dialogue, right? Like, you asked something, and, like, it kind of went off a little bit, and she had to, like, reset. Like, no, I'm the... Anyways, the vibe was kind of interesting, but there was, like, a buffalo...
Going in the storm.
And the whole idea behind the art, which is beautiful, it's poetic, it is buffaloes are the only animals... And we'll have to fact check this, but as far as we know, it's the only, at least for sure, land animal... that will go through some sort of, like, stormy conditions to get to the other side faster, right? They just barrel through and just try to get it over with, right? And so she's explaining this, and she's, like, trying to sell the art. And I make this snarky comment because I don't know how to handle my feelings. And so I use humor, right? And so I'm like, you know, she's like, oh, you know, it's beautiful. Buffaloes go through storms. And I'm like, I can't handle another storm in my life. And it gets really quiet. And she just sits there. And she has no idea what to say, right? And I think she didn't know how to comfort. I said a dialogue that was outside. And she kind of was like. And all the everything fell apart, right? And then she was like, well, I think the flower exhibit is worse. And there was this beautiful, like, woman holding a bouquet of flowers. And I'm like, you're right. That's more my speed anyways, because who wants to be a buffalo, right? Like, anyways.
She's like, you're not a buffalo.
It was just really funny because we were laughing. The lady kind of like nothing. It's
nothing
just
against her.
Yeah, but bless like the AI, the NPC dialogue here is just hilarious. Mm-hmm. And like if you like veer off, people don't know how to like kind of follow you. They just kind of go, and then they just like do something that, yeah, anyways. I'm not trying to bash on that girl. She did great.
She a perfect intern. Perfect intern.
I just make things awkward.
It was funny.
Okay. Right. Oh, this story, right? Sorry, we like.
Yeah, this story about leaving school or finishing school.
Mm-hmm. The incestual bullying.
What I like about it is that, like, it could have been a bad day. That, like, your family thinks you're an utter failure. Mm. And
oh, he dropped out. No, he didn't graduate and then leave school. Like this guy dropped out.
He dropped out. He didn't. Okay. Yeah, he didn't graduate.
Man,
what it's a okay, loser. Martin.
I'm kidding.
Sorry, he dropped out.
I know. He's like the incoming. He dropped out
of high school.
Was it?
No, he dropped out of college.
Oh, okay.
Dropped out of college. Sorry. He didn't say, but you don't really drop out of high school. Who drops out of high school?
No, yeah, you can.
You can, but.
Yeah, I actually know.
I know people that. Who did, and they just got their GED. They took the GED test.
They took the GED.
My bad, Martin. Okay, he just dropped out of some sort of education system, right? But I think it would have been college because, like, I feel like he left.
Sure. But he said bullying, and I don't know. Like, when I think of bullying, I think of high school. Let's just say.
But he's bullying from his family. That's different.
That's even worse.
Exactly.
So, you get bullied until you die, until, like, someone dies. Like, your parents die.
You kill the people who bully you.
You kill them.
You get bullied until you get them first.
What were you saying?
Oh, the Houston's coming out.
Oh, she was like,
with the cherry nails.
What were you saying?
Okay, so let's assume it was college.
College.
He dropped out of college. Because his family bullied him.
No, I think he just dropped out of college just to drop out of college. But his family did bully him.
Okay, so that doesn't make sense, though. So the family bullying had nothing to do with the college job.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
This is the worst story I've ever heard. I'm kidding.
Hey, Martin, do better next time.
Okay. He dropped out. Where's the ending for that? Like, what happened?
That was his happiest day. He was able to leave.
So him drop. Okay, so let's set the scene. The happiest day of his life was when he officially, right, he dropped everything. He's like, I'm unenrolling from school. He's walking to the parking lot. The sun is setting in the background. And you hear, don't you. Right, like, this is this rebellious moment of like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's why he said he left school. He had no more exams. Nope, he didn't have a future planned.
Okay, so maybe like all of that was that the and the bullying was causing stress, so it made him happy to find it. Okay.
So yeah, did it say like what he did? Like did he find did he get enrolled in like another trade school? Did he start a business?
No, bro, he just said
Hold on.
He just said I am much better off now.
Okay.
That's all that matters, though.
Yeah, yes. He said he didn't have anything planned. No future, nothing.
Okay.
But he left. He left his family. He left the bullying from his family.
Mm-hmm.
He's done.
Okay.
So he dropped his family and his
college. Maybe to move away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if he went back? You never know.
Hopefully he didn't. I mean like.
No, so, like I'm saying like what if he went back to college?
He pulled a buffalo, and he just ran through the storm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Because, so the whole point of that is that most animals, they run away from a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Because they run away from the storm, Franny.
Oh, he's a buffalo.
He actually kind of ran.
What the? He run away. Because if you run away from the storm, you're in the storm longer. Does that make sense? Because the storm is coming, mm-hmm. the animal's running, right? But if you run in,
yep.
then you're not there anymore. So he was running away, and mm-hmm. then he turned around. He's like, you know what? I got this. And Martin, he used those little legs of his, and he ran straight in.
Well, how do we know Martin's little? You just insulted Martin.
What if
you
Martin complimented him.
He's yeah, probably he's probably my height, which would be 8 inches taller than.
Oh my God. Okay.
But he got okay. He ran in okay. long legs, mm-hmm. small legs.
Stop it.
Strong legs.
Small. Okay.
Okay, strong.
Red legs, blue legs, one legs, two legs. Right through.
We're getting sued.
Right through the storm.
Yeah.
And he made it on the other side. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're grateful for him today.
Alrighty. Go, Martin.
I was going to say two things.
Okay.
I think success on pen and paper, that was an L. Because to me, it looked like he ran away from his problems. Like for me, if I've done two different things. I've done that where
just
I've like...
Two.
Well, what I'm saying is I took two different paths. Like I called it quits, and quitting is like a loose term, right? Like I was like, I'm going to completely separate myself from that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found success in that, but I also feel like pulling yourself out of that environment without like, and it depends how much people give you in terms of like resolution. But like if my family was bullying me, and I completely left before trying to, like, resolve it. I don't know what steps were taken to resolve it. That might also not be the best idea, too. So what I'm trying to say is, like, I think success is and happiness, from what we've seen, is identified differently for people. Because for me, I think it would cause more stress and more loose ends to do it that way. But to him, like, he obviously... It made him really happy to separate himself. And maybe he just needs a little bit of time, and then you can reintroduce yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he's doing well.
Because
I feel like that low-key might, nowadays, that might stress me out to do that. Like, if I dropped out, I'd be like, ooh, like, I don't know what to, like, I'd be crying in my car, right?
That's
like, yeah. Like, wait, let me go back. I want to resign the school paper. The office is closed. They're like, it's done. You're done. I'm like, no. So, I don't know. But I don't know how you guys.
I think it's a success. I think sometimes quitting and putting that boundary, right? Like, the boundary with his family. Like, he was like, you know what? I'm not being treated like this anymore.
Right. And the mom was like, oh. Like, you just.
Hey.
He is hit with his little leg.
His little
I'm
leg.
A buffalo! Oh, he just knocks out his. He's just knocking out his family. He's like,
going to handle
the storm! Boom! It's like, oh, I know. Oh my God.
Anyway.
Oh, yikes.
So I'm proud of Martin. I think that was actually really hard for him. Because I think he's been going through it a lot. He's been running away from that storm. And he finally turned around and he faced his demons. And he ran through that puppy. There's nothing better than that.
He ran over a puppy.
And then,
good job, Martin.
That was part of the family. That was the puppy was bullying him the most.
Okay. Yeah.
So
puppies can be bullies. I have seen videos.
They can be. Okay.
Okay.
Did you want to say anything about Martin?
No.
Well, let's forget Martin. Let's hear your success story. Your happiest day.
A happiest day. So, like I told
No, say
him.
It, and I want you to look in the camera, and I want you to be loud and proud about this.
Because
we're gonna talk about this.
Because, okay, so, I don't have one. I'm so sorry. I don't have one.
Yeah.
So, when you guys told me about, like, what we were going to talk about today, which is the happiest day of our life, he told me, like, 4 or 5 days in advance. Since then, I have been thinking.
Just she's
like,
up late
I'm
at
like,
night.
Have
like,
I'm so serious at night. Like when I can't sleep, I'm like, man, what is my happiest day?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, have I really been depressed my whole life that I can't think of any like happiest day of my life? But I think My first trip to California for my birthday was one of my happiest days.
But the reason why...
the whole group one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aww. Yeah. Oh, you weren't there.
You weren't there.
I was doing something for Legends.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You said they finished everything.
No. I was doing something for Legends.
You said you didn't want to be part of the group or something like that.
It's not true.
And for my birthday.
He's starting drama. No. He's starting it. I was busy.
You were.
I was very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they told me that you were busy.
And I heard, do we want to play this game? Or do you want to apologize and we'll end it here?
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Off the record, we'll talk about this later.
Okay.
What did I do?
Oh, no.
It's not what you did. It's what...
I didn't do?
Mm-mm.
What he said?
No, I can't.
Okay, okay.
We'll drop it. We'll
get there. You make it sound like I did something.
See? It was
Okay, you're making it sound like I did something horrible.
An experience.
But that was fun. The California trip.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I loved it. I loved being with friends. No, seriously.
Okay, what part of the California trip was like, you know what, this is awesome?
All our beach trips. We were at the beach. Like, it was my first time seeing a beautiful beach.
Because
have you
Houston.
Been to Galveston, bro?
I know. It is.
And it was just hearing the waves. Like, it was just so peaceful. And, like,
you
happy.
Did? I remember you having a main character moment. And, like, sitting on the beach, and you're just like...
She was running with the seagulls, and they're, like, flying around, and she's like, dancing in the waves, just, like, moving with the...
Listen to NER song.
Yeah. The sun was setting, and she's like... The wave, like, like the Little Mermaid, like, crashes
like,
up, and she's like...
No, I got to enjoy reading at the beach.
Oh, what did you read?
I was reading
Diary Wimpy Kid. Yeah! Diary Wimpy Dog Day, Roger Brooke. She's like, oh my gosh, I would have never guessed. Crazy. They always switch up on you, huh? Toxic everywhere you look.
She's like, diamond. Look, diaper. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're just completely attacking your intellect. I apologize.
Okay, we're done.
What are you reading?
We gotta let it breathe.
No, she's crying.
It's called The Inmate. It's like a thriller, I guess.
Psychological thriller?
Psychological thriller.
Okay. Not based off
really
of thriller.
No.
It's so stupid, man. That was stupid.
Bro, I don't think I can, like, make it.
That was stupid.
Okay.
I didn't stop.
All right.
They should make a book or a movie out of that.
I'm working on that.
Good.
Wait.
I'm calling
are
it...
Are you the main? Or are you the director?
No, it's called Filler Thriller. And basically... I'm going to get all the fake Utah moms with the fillers, and I'm going to put them in a music video, and it's going to be like Thriller.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a coloring book. So anyway, that's stupid.
But that sounds like it was a good
time. No, it was. It really was.
Well, okay, look. I'm glad you brought up this point and this idea, because I think this is something that, like, I'm glad came up. The idea of, like, not everybody has this, like, perfect, happiest day.
Yeah.
Because I told you, I made that joke, too. Because, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, a dark humor joke. I don't think it's that dark humor. But, like, I'm right there with you.
I'll be the judge of that.
I'm like, okay, because I don't have, like, necessarily, like, one day that stands out more than any other day. But I have a lot of really fulfilling days that I look back on and I go, like, different chapter, like, highlights of different chapters, right? But I didn't, like, have a magical battle where I slayed this, like, magic dragon of a day, right? Where I was like, today is the day, right? Like, Gandalf versus the Balrog, like, I just did something crazy. Mm-hmm. But I've had, that was sounded so stupid, but I had a lot of really good, fun moments. And I think a lot of people also, like, have that, and they shouldn't feel bad or feel like, oh, am I depressed because I didn't have the happiest day? It's like, no, like... Everyone's just living...
I actually was...
I actually went depressed.
Good.
But I agree with you saying in the way that, like, it's hard for every, for, from the 24 hours, for each hour to be, like, happy and perfect. Because even, like, obviously, my wedding day was a very...
I'm sorry, go.
My wedding day funny to you?
No, no. No, I loved your wedding day. It was so much fun.
Thank you. You're so tender.
I was
so
in nice. It.
Thank you so much. All right, all right. Tell me how you really feel.
Okay, how I really feel is we drove through a canyon.
Oh,
we
popped my God.
I drove this man 24.
You drove me?
I drove him 24 hours across the country so he could get to Texas, Houston, Texas, for his wedding. And did I get a thank you?
You
no.
were there? Yeah, I remember you. Oh,
I
yeah,
fixed
you were
their
there.
I fixed their tire.
No, you did not.
I drove through
group,
the middle of the freaking
activity.
Night. We got to Houston.
I don't remember you being at the wedding.
He was dancing. He danced.
Oh yeah, you did. Okay,
he did dance.
I was all over the place that day, though.
So. I know.
She's
in a cave, passed out at the room.
Okay. You're gonna be a star.
No, you're gonna be a star, sweetheart.
But I will say, like,
it was amazing.
Day,
it was great.
That day was super stressful.
Mm-hmm. It was.
But looking back, it was, you know, one that happened.
It was beautiful.
Hot.
It was super hot.
Walking
was,
from my car 10 feet to the temple, I was literally
drenched.
Just like,
drenched.
It was brutal. But it was very happy just to have so many people I love there, you know. And so it was, but
it was a beautiful wedding.
Each hour perfect? No way. No way. But it was like one of my, it was one of the happiest days of my life, for sure.
It better be.
But I will say, I mean, you were there, but you left.
You left?
When we went 4th of July 2 years ago, Six Flags, right? And you came, and it was our group, it was, we invited him. And then he was like, I'm with two girls. I'm with two girls. We go to the Iron Rattler, right? And one of the girls that he was with, like, threw up or something.
No.
And then, so he paid like, $80 to get into this John, to Six Flags. And he was like, and we're like, hey, John, where you at? He's like, I have to leave. And because the girl got sick.
Oh,
and so
to
he
be
left.
Fair, to be
nice,
fair.
Nice friend. But
we got there first. The group was supposed to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Their group, I won't name names, but some people were being a little fake.
I was
I
there for
I
the
know.
Ride. I was there
I
for
might
the
know,
ride.
I might know.
And they did not, like, they made it very difficult to coordinate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, hey, we're at the Iron Rattler. And they're like, oh, we'll just do our own thing. And I'm like.
I never said that.
And so it was already kind of like, bro, like, people were already being a little contentious. And it was like, look, I'm just trying to have a good time. And the other group is like, we're going to do our own. I'm like, all right, good luck, right? So these guys are at, like, puppy dogs. They're having fun, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But
we were just going along.
Me trying to be team leader, homegirl sick.
Team leader.
Somebody else is, like, not. Getting super hot, and then the other group, there are a couple people were like,
we're gonna do our own thing.
I'm like, bro, I'm just gonna go jump in front of the gully wash.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, so,
I
you,
was, go ahead.
Oh, no, so you, like, yourself just left.
I left with the girls.
He left with the girls. But that day, I mean, we, like, spent the entire day at Six Flags. We went to the water park. Then we went to the other rides. And then we went out. And we
saw wow, them. They had
no,
so
I want,
much
I want to cut this
there.
Where it's like, all around me million, as you're like, I'm like,
darkness, my old friend. But, like, and then we saw the fireworks. And then we were, like, super tired. And we went to Whataburger because we didn't eat the entire day. We went to Whataburger, and we got, like, Dr. Pepper, Coke, big,
Dr.
Like,
Pepper.
Big hamburgers, and then...
You could specify them.
It's not even finished. And then we went to...
It's not even finished.
Yeah,
sit down for more.
It's not even finished.
Okay.
Listen to
we
what you
finished
miss.
Whataburger, and that was, like, a core memory, you know, drinking, like, 2 pounds of Powerade because we were so, like, dehydrated. And then we went to Josh Munoz's house.
Sure.
And we watched... Attack on Titans,
yeah,
season 3, which has the best theme song,
sure.
Red Swan,
yeah,
for like 4 hours.
Wow!
And we were just singing like the theme song.
Oh,
and,
that's
and,
sick!
And
I love it.
It. Okay, all
I
right.
I love that for you.
And watching it, and then we went to sleep, and that was probably one of the happiest days.
Wow!
That was a core memory.
That sounds like a very eventful day.
I'm
it
so.
Was,
yeah,
it was. It was.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Sounded like you had a rockin' time.
Hey,
you guys
no,
had a rockin' good
no,
food.
Like,
you guys had
no,
a rock. No,
I'm sorry.
It's because we did the Iron Rattler, and honestly, that make anyone throw up.
It was tough.
have a phobia for vomit.
Of throw up?
Yeah.
Why are you scared of throw up? It's not gonna do anything to you.
Gagging and like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever met? This is totally off topic.
I think it's funny.
But your happiest day was?
I think one of my happiest days is I actually flew up from. I think it was because I was leaving the friggin' prison of the oil fields back in Odessa.
Like Martin.
Yeah. I flew up to Utah for a trip to be in The Chosen.
Oh, that's right.
And I got up to Utah, and it was great because I got to see friends and, like, the person I was dating at the time. I got to hang out with her. We went to the butterfly gardens, whatever. But that day, I went to, I did The Chosen, and we did an afternoon to night shoot. And we went out to the Jerusalem set in Goshen, Utah. And it was beautiful because I'd never seen the Jerusalem set. And, like, it's really well done. I mean, you can tell it's not, like, completely real, but like your mind doesn't really care. And like we went out there, and the giant marketplace was set up, and they had all these sheep and goats and pigs, and I got to pretend to be selling goats to Pharisees, and like looks lame, but like you see Roman soldiers walking by and all these people shopping, and they have all this food, and like they yell action, and like you just get transported out into like literally like biblical time Jerusalem. Wow. And we saw some of the apostles, like the disciples in the show. And I remember that was already cool, and there was such a cool spirit there. Like, I was, like, geeking out, right? Like, the history of it, the fact that it was, like, film, you can laugh all you want, but let me tell you,
she's, like, dying laughing. You're, like, in the spirit
there. I'm trying to be serious, I'm sorry.
I know, I can't even be serious. Okay, but it was I met a guy from Colorado. He was an older gentleman, but so friendly, so nice. And we were just sitting there, two little shepherds, right? And I had my beard and long hair at the time, right? And so it was already great. Like, I had my beard and my long hair, and I was like, dude, I legitimately feel like I'm in freaking Jerusalem back. And it was, like, peaceful. Like, I didn't have my phone all day, and, like, I wasn't, like, talking to anyone. And, like, it got dark, and so they started lighting all these braziers and stuff for the scene. And we were sitting underneath, and it was just all the stars. And we were in the courtyard of Jerusalem, and they had the braziers lit. And I was like, what? Wow. That sounds crazy. But it was one of those moments where I was like, dude, I could come back every day and work here. Regardless. Thank you. I remember, wait, you told us your happiest day, right? Yeah. I don't remember laughing during any of it.
Oh my god!
Oh
my
god! Oh my god!
Let me just leave it.
The eyes go down.
All right. But that was kind of like one of my highlights. Yeah. My second second kid was born. That was also a really big day for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. My ex now, my wife at the time. Yeah, well, my second kid was the first one. I didn't care that much. I don't have kids, and I'm not.
Let's do one more story. We have one more.
Okay.
I know it's. She starts out. Unlike many of them, my happiest day was not the day my son was born. I was happy, but more than that, the pain before and after delivery made me miserable. Mm. So miserable.
Miserable
that I was not able to enjoy that precious moment fully.
Sure.
Moreover, my child was not taking milk, and his health deteriorated. Bro, I can't do this.
No, bro. Okay.
I was like, yes, you're not taking milk.
go.
Okay.
Not his taking milk.
Deteriorated, and he caught jaundice.
Jaundice. Yeah.
I thought it was jaundice. Okay.
Jaundice.
Called jaundice.
Okay.
Caught him. Kept it. Mm. He was in NICU. Sorry. For the next 15 days. But still, it took 3 months to become perfectly okay. And that was the happiest day of my life. When the doctor told me no medication was required.
Wow.
And he was completely healthy now, and he's gaining weight considerably, and now everything is normal. That day was my happiest.
Oh, that's beautiful. So cute.
That's really wow. Good.
Yeah.
Wow. Motherhood.
Precious motherhood. No, I mean, hey, I can't hate on that at all. That's a beautiful story. Baby was born. Baby got sick. Baby's better. Mm-hmm. Cool. I think that's...
It doesn't get better than that, man.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
No, he at has least many years ahead of him.
We hope. To live. Yes.
Why? Why would you bring that in?
I know.
Does anyone not hope it's gonna happen?
Just leave it. Just leave it. That he was gonna, you know.
Yeah. Wait. Restart.
Right. No.
Baby born. Baby got born. Sick. Baby better. Many years ahead of him, right?
Many years ahead.
Good.
Yeah. Many.
For
years.
Now. Okay. I'm gonna take him out, man.
All right. What are we doing?
Almost.
All right. What do we do next week? Oh,
next week.
You're so.
I like
how you opened your purse.
I know. Like, yeah. Let me just.
It's definitely in there.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast with my special guests, Josh and Jared.
Well, I feel like you almost forgot my name.
I actually was gonna call you the Scanny, but oh, crap.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much, guys.
And thank you so much for being a part of our podcast and putting up with us. And, yes. All right. Well, we'll be uploading some stuff. Hopefully, you guys love this episode. If you don't, tell us why. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm a buffalo. We probably won't read it. I'm illiterate.
That should be the new name.
We're both illiterate. Just make yourself feel better and just release all your trauma and anger down in the comments below. And if you feel like you want to be nice, please be nice. I won't be able to read it, but I'm sure I'm going to take a guess about 25% of those comments will be nice. So please stay tuned. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram. We'll be uploading to YouTube. I almost fell off this.
Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora. Do they still have Pandora?
Yes.
Yes.
They do.
We're actually sponsored by it. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, we're going to get in so much
trouble. Not yet. Anyway.
Thank you guys. We love y'all and we'll catch y'all next week.
They not like us. It's hard to not see.
I know. We're going to get freaking canceled. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Woo! How do you like that?